Kia ora, ko Louis Collins aho, nau mai ki te whare. Welcome to the house. You know how at weddings you sometimes get seated next to someone you'd rather avoid and you have to put on a polite face for the evening? You might think that two MPs from rival parties travelling around the US for a week would be a similar scenario, but it turns out it's not like that at all. Earlier this month, National MP Joseph Mooney and Labour MP Glenn Bennett embarked on an inter-parliamentary relations trip to the US together. Parliamentary diplomacy, which is distinct from government-led foreign affairs, think MFAT, is something that New Zealand Parliament values highly. It gives members the chance to cooperate, foster relationships, and learn from legislators from across the globe. Once they were back and over their jet lag, I caught up with both of them to hear about what they got up to while stateside and whether they could still be in a room together.
We went to Washington, D.C. first, and then we went to Kentucky. And then we checked out a few different places, different for both of us on the way back to New Zealand.
And the main sort of purpose of the event was the thing in Kentucky, right?
It was, yeah. So Louisville, Kentucky was the main event. It was the National Conference of State Legislators. It's an event where once a year legislators from across the United States, state legislators, get together and have a meeting over a number of days. Sort of a chance for them to connect with each other and also to address a number of seminars on different topics.
So what are two New Zealand MPs doing there?
Feeling very small. I think it was about 5,500 people, and evidently it was a small conference. So they do actually have an international contingency that always go. And Joseph and I were the first New Zealand MPs to actually attend. For me, I guess an observation was we were sort of hanging out with 50 different countries almost, because each legislator, each state had their representation, and it was, you know, you realise how small we are as a country and how, I think, slimline and simple our politics is.
Like Glenn said, each state is actually quite different and quite unique. And one takeaway I got was Irish had a contingent there, and one of their senators was making the point that they do a lot of work building relationships with states rather than federally, because they get more value out of that.
Why did you two get selected to travel?
I'd like to say it was pulling names out of the hat, but no, and I'm not sure how it works in the National Party, but in the Labour Party, you put your case in into the caucus, and then the caucus votes, and I was chosen to attend.
Yeah, exactly the same process in the National Party.
So these kind of visits, you're more travelling as a parliamentarian and a legislator rather than a party MP, right?
Absolutely.
You know, there's not that many opportunities here in Parliament to actually just spend time together. So that was a significant part, is travelling with Joseph and myself together. And I guess very much when you're on the other side of the world, it feels like you're on the same team. And another part of it was going to Washington, D.C. And again, representing New Zealand there, meeting with the New Zealand Embassy and seeing what they do, which again is... it's significant when you're down at the bottom of the world and you forget in many ways that there's all this work going on. You know, Parliament's here, but our reach around the world is great.
Yeah, and look, it is very much New Zealand Inc. when you're overseas. My experience is not partisan. We're there to represent New Zealand, and we take that seriously. But it was good to see, I think, just how respected New Zealand is on the international stage and in the United States. I think it's a relationship that they value. We met, for example, Senator Rick Scott, one of the two Floridian senators. Had a good discussion with him. We met with a number of others, had a look at Congress as well, and also visited the Pentagon and had a look at that as well.
It was amazing going to the Pentagon because it's obviously this fortress. It's the largest office block in the world. And it's, of course, you see it on the TV and on the movies, and security was high and massive. You walk in, and I felt like I was walking into New Plymouth Hospital, walking down the corridor, you know, the lino floors, and I think it was built in the late 1940s, so it's definitely this amazing building. You get in there, and it's just like any other kind of nook and cranny office block that you'd find from the 1950s, 60s.
And very American. There's also a gift shop, so you know you can buy a memorabilia on the way out if you want to.
Obviously, the US have an election coming up. Did you sort of feel a buzz of that while you're at the event?
I felt a huge buzz. We arrived, I think, 2 weeks after Kamala Harris had been selected, and was it three and a half weeks after the assassination attempt. So definitely it was the talk of the town in terms of, and just how the game has changed. That was really amazing. Obviously being at the state legislator conference we had on the last day, there was a Q&A with a representative from the Democrats and a representative from the Republicans, and that was quite a fierce debate and conversation. But it was interesting to see it from that state level around what's happening. So it was a real buzz. And then we went to the New Zealand Embassy for dinner, and talk about buzzing was the helicopter that flew in. Turns out that the New Zealand Embassy residence is right next door to the Vice President's house, and they just happened to turn up while we're having dinner.
Is it like, how would you compare the two systems of during an election year especially? Is it more sort of polarising over there than it is here?
Look, there's a lot of discussion about that. I think I sort of actually, the last event, I think the National Conference of State Legislators, there was a discussion between two of the individuals who had been critical until the election campaigns previously of Trump, and I think it was Obama before that. But anyway, they actually had a lot of commonality between them, and they were talking about how they needed to try and dial the temperature down. But I think it's easy to say that, and a different thing to do that in a contested environment.
Watching it from there was, oh my goodness, but then I always wanted to put a New Zealand lens on it, and so always came back to, what are we doing in New Zealand? Are we heading in that direction? And I really hope we're not. And so I guess part of the trip is to actually travel with a colleague from the other side of the house so we can actually build those relationships, so we don't ever become like the style of politics you see over there where whole families are separated because of politics, and I hope we never become that kind of country.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely want to, we need to, have a contest of ideas, but hopefully we can keep it away from being, personalising and getting too tribal about it.
And is there anything else you took away from the trip?
Got to spend some time in Hawaii meeting with the head of the Economic Development Department and hearing about what they're doing around innovation. And as a Pacific Island, it was very much looking at what they're doing to build the economic well-being of a small Pacific Island, being on mainland America, which they used to talk about, and being in a place like Kentucky, and then going to almost a complete contrast to Hawaii, where it was actually looking at some of the innovation and what they're doing in a Pacific Island, which is part of it.
Yeah, just sort of a takeaway just from the conference itself, I think for me, was just a lot of the similarities in terms of the challenges that we're facing and trying to solve them. On my way back, I went to Wyoming and had to look at the Yellowstone National Park, which is the first national park in the United States, and where President Roosevelt gifted the Wapiti deer to Fielden National Park, which is my electorate, back in 1908. So it's sort of quite an interesting connection there, plus a very important state for beef in particular, which is an important part of our trading relationship with the United States, and tourism. So having a look at how they're managing the high tourism flows, which is a similar challenge that I've got in my electorate.
How does one report back to your caucus?
So very much the speaker sends us, and so he expects us to send him a report. I've been told that report needs to be short and to the point. Okay with that. And then very much it is taking it back to the caucus in terms of that report. But also, since I've been back this week, it's really talking to colleagues and looking at some of those ideas, some of those possibilities, some of those innovations and ideas you've learnt. How do I take that and workshop it and use it within our caucus to build ideas and concepts, I guess to form policy for the future?
Yeah, look, exactly the same thing as what Glenn said. And there's a lot of conversations I've already had with colleagues.
Politics is so much about relationships. Again, we're an isolated small nation at the bottom of the world, but we do play a role on the world stage. So how do I actually build those connections? It's not just about our own ideas, it's how do we build ideas from others? So that was a real gift of being away, was just the relationships and connections that will continue for years to come.
I te whakarongo koe ki te whare. You've been listening to The House, a program made with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Mā te wā.